Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hello, beautiful people. My name is Amy Brooks. I am host of this podcast, the Intuitive Rising Podcast, and I am so happy to be joining you once again. This week, we are going to dive into the October 2025 energy forecast. We are a week into October, about 6 days into October. However, it is better late than never. So, as always, when I do these energetic forecasts, I am picking up on the undercurrent of energy that we will all experience as a collective, what is kind of moving and shaking around in the universe, and then some likely ways that that may show up in our lives, and basically what we're being taught through that, and also some guidance on how to best deal with it. So the purpose of these monthly energetic forecasts is so that we can best align with and almost have like a little bit of a proactive approach to the energy of the month, so we can kind of take something for face value and take it and look at it through the lens of growth. So with that being said, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? Okay, here we go. So we're going to start with the tarot. Then we're going to move into an oracle message. And then we're going to move into a soul's journey lesson card. And then after that, in the moment, I will ask the spirit world for an animal messenger, a color support, and a number support for the month. So I can tell you, because I've already pulled the cards for this podcast and taken some notes, which I do have in front of me. If you're on YouTube, you may see me look down from time to time. I'm referring to this beautiful yellow legal pad that has all of my notes about the cards ready to go. And so with that, let's get started. I will tell you there is a theme based on the cards, and that to me feels quite obvious. And that to me, the words that come to me is self-empowerment. So October feels like a month when we are moving towards and encouraged to move towards, but also really, really, really needing self-empowerment. So we know as humans, sometimes we like to take the more challenging route when it comes to soul growth and lessons. That's just the way it is. And so sometimes when we're being taught something like how to feel more self-empowered or how to put ourselves in situations in which we will feel that way, sometimes we don't learn that or fully grasp that lesson, you know, the easy way. We may learn that through a series of maybe challenging experiences, which is trying to open our eyes to the fact that we are needing to feel more empowered within self. So with that being said, let's get right into it. So the tarot messages for this month, we actually have two. So I was shuffling, I heard 1, 2, 3. So right away I thought, okay, that probably means I should go to the third card, right? Like the top card is 1, 2, 3. So I pulled out the third card, and then I heard, and also the top card. So I pulled out both. The third card, that 1, 2, 3, the first one that came through is the 10 of Pentacles, which is a fantastic card. And then the other card that wanted to be noted this month is the Queen of Pentacles. So we've got the shared energy of pentacle energy. And pentacle energy is based in the suit of Earth. And it really has a lot to do with our material, tangible, earthly things and pursuits. So things like our finances, things like our material possessions, our homes, our investments, things like our goals, things like our successes and our achievements, all are that tangible, earthly, pentacles type of energy, which is why pentacles is viewed and sometimes called the suit of coins, right? So you often see, or I don't think it's often, I think you always see pentacles represented as coins. coins. So with that being said, let's start with the 10 of Pentacles. This 10 for me, always, whenever I bring up a card with a 10, the spirit world always shows me a clock, and I see the 10 o'clock hour, right? So the 10 o'clock at night hour. So we are very close to completion of something is what I'll often interpret around a 10 o'clock. You know, we're almost done the day, but we're in the kind of final leg of it. So we're nearing completion with something. And that in general is what the spirit world likes to tell me about 10s. Okay. And the 10 in the deck of tarot. So it feels as if there is some push. There's like kind of a final push that wants to come through with this card around some goals that we're working on, or potentially something financial, something to do. Maybe there's a project we've been working on. We're kind of in that final leg of it. So we're getting very, very close. So sometimes when we get to the 10, like in some other suits, like if we had the 10 of Swords, the 10 of Swords is a card to say, hey, you may have reached a point where you're getting a little bit tired, right? You're feeling a little less motivated. And so in my mind, I hear you get by with a little help from your friends. That's what the 10 of Swords says to me. That's an example of the 10 energy. Now, in this case, you also get by with a little help from your friends. It's a very, very different energy. This has to do with like relationships, family, romantic friendships. I hear in the moment like kin. Kin can mean more than just blood relatives, right? It feels as if it's very relationship focused for us this month. And there's some things that we are working together on is what it feels like. The word legacy keeps coming forward in my mind as well. So a legacy around shared wealth or knowledge or values. So this may be a month when it seems like our focus is on, you know, what does it mean? What does legacy mean to us? It may be a month when we are thinking about it. This is funny because I'm being reminded of the word nostalgia. So this morning I did a reading for somebody and the word nostalgia kept coming in, and like how nostalgia is like working for this person in general this month to embrace things or to go after things intentionally that bring forward a feeling of nostalgia was guidance for this person. Like, hey, like nostalgia cartoons from when you're a kid, right? Or cooking something, making something that holds deep, joyful memories of being a child at Thanksgiving or Christmas time or whatever. And it's like purposely going after things that make you feel nostalgic. That word is being kind of tossed around in my mind as well. And so it may be that collectively we are in a place where we're feeling kind of nostalgic. And this makes sense because collectively there has been a lot of chaos and turmoil. We certainly had that come in for us in the month of September and the guidance that came through in September. And so how do we ground in that energy when everything around us feels like it's moving and there's some uncertainty? What can we do that is healthy and productive, but also helps us kind of anchor in and ground into the present moment so we're not swept away with the tides of anxiety that comes forward often when we're having a collective kind of experience like we are right now? How do we do that? And what Spirit's telling me is it's through nostalgia. So this is a great time of year for this message as well, because we have some holiday time coming up, right? We've got Canadian Thanksgiving happening in just a few days this coming weekend here in Canada. Then we have Halloween, American Thanksgiving comes up at the end of next month. Then we've got Christmas, we got New Year, we got all kinds of holidays and different cultures as well. So this is that kind of time of year when it feels like it's probably even easier to reach for things that are nostalgic, whether it is recipes that we're cooking, thinking about old memories from childhood, whether it's like, you know, the annual like pumpkin picking trip or apple picking trip. You know, making our kids' Halloween costumes, going trick-or-treating with our children, if we are parents, all of these things can remind us of simpler times in our own lives. Also, and this also came up this morning for my client's reading. So she was, her energy was definitely also connected to the collectives, was I had an image of like someone taking a picture. And the message with that is mental picture. Take a mental picture. So it's kind of like, you know, that country song that's like, these are the good times. Don't remember all the lyrics, but it's essentially about life moving really fast. And these are the moments, right? So it's not, you know, to make anybody feel badly, because it's hard to be in the moment, because it's hard to be in the moment as a human, myself included, totally get it. But it is a little encouragement for us to take that mental snapshot, to be in the moment, because these moments that we're taking mental snapshots of as we're living them, one day will become our nostalgia when we're old and gray. And they'll also become our children's nostalgic memories. So this kind of theme of nostalgia comes up in a really huge way with that card. So legacy, sharing of wealth, sharing of knowledge, sharing of values, family, friends, kin, all of those kind of words. I also have long-term security, stability, planning, and well-being. So this is a time, I mean, it's not an inactive time. It's not a time to just like not initiate and not begin and not follow through. I definitely feel like you are encouraged to do so, but in order to stay grounded, because when we're doing all the planning, right? When we're thinking about the future, then we're moving into the future, which is not here. And the guidance is to stay here. So how do we best stay in the moment while planning for the future? And, you know, kind of what's coming in is make those plans. And I keep hearing like, you don't have to do it alone. There seems like there's this general shifting that's happening within the collective. And I see it like when I kind of forecast out into the future a little bit, 5 or 10 years, I kind of see when we ask about what does the new human look like, or, you know, where are we in terms of our experiences as humans in 50 years, like, how does that look like? It's going to be very different than how things are right now. But it feels like, in a way, Spirit always says to me, back to basics. So when I ask about the future, they actually say, we're going back to basics, right? Things are going to become less complicated than they are right now. So there's nothing to fear as we're moving towards this. But there's a feeling of community, and there's this feeling of connection, and there's this feeling of how things were before, when people and communities really could rely on each other. And, you know, I kind of have this image in my mind right now, Spirit showing me, you know, this kind of nameless city where everyone is walking like, you know, like this, all like, just like little, I'm trying to think of the right term that I want to think of, but like sardines, right? They're like sardines on a sidewalk, and nobody's looking up. Nobody's making eye contact. And we're just kind of all like moving with emotions. And something that we as humans are really, really missing is that connection. That like, hey, that person actually knows who I am, and they actually care about how I'm doing, and they're invested somehow in my life, and I'm invested in theirs. This reminds me of a conversation I had just about an hour or so ago with my youngest child, who is 9, and we were walking home from school, and we moved from like a city to a town. So we live in a town, we have for the last year and a few months. And one thing that I really love, especially with the school community, is it feels like people know each other. So although my son came in, you know, one of the final grades in this school, it's still like, people know who he is. So, you know, we're walking home and the crosswalk guard is like, bye, and knows me and him by name. And, you know, and I said to my son, isn't it so nice to be known? Like, isn't it so nice that he knows who you are? You know, there's a feeling of like, you're missed when you're not here. Like, how are you doing? And like, you really feel like the person actually cares about how you're doing and wants to hear about it. And that's kind of like the energy of what we're most desiring right now and where we are moving towards as a society and as humans. So I feel like, you know, this piece on legacy with the shared wealth, knowledge, and values, it's a really good time to share things with our children, with youth, with our community, with our family members around like story time. Great time for holidays. Talk, tell stories of days gone by. You know, that was one of my favorite things when I was a child. I was the oldest, one of the oldest grandchild, second oldest grandchild, the oldest granddaughter, on both sides. And there's quite a gap with me and like all the other grandchildren. And so when I was growing up, I always wanted to be where the adults were. And I'd sit there, you know, Christmas Eve or on Sunday dinners, and I'd sit with my grandparents and I'd listen to them talk. And I liked to be involved in those things. And I learned a lot, not just about life from them, but also about my family and their lives and their parents' lives and their parents' lives. And so that to me is so important. So it's a great time to share knowledge, to sit around your Thanksgiving table this year and share some stories potentially. I feel like that also itches the nostalgic scratches the nostalgic itch that we have as well. So there we go. That's the Ten of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles, very fittingly also, you know, really connected to that last message. She's grounded. She is resourceful. She is abundant. She is nurturing and she is very practical. So she kind of doesn't get swept away. And I think that's a good insight with when we're planning, when we're thinking about the future, we're grounding ourselves. We're also reflecting back. We're taking what we can from the past and we're applying it to the present. And we are then applying it in some way to the future. Maybe we are learning from the past, like this would be a better way to do it. This is what is important to me. Taking kind of positives out of maybe a negative for some of us. But practicality, we're not getting swept away in the collective overwhelm. We're grounded in the moment. We're grounded. And we're like, it reminds me of something that I think, I don't know if I read it or if it was a reel or what, but it was something to the extent of the person that posted this or wrote it said, when I asked my grandmother how she survived, you know, things like the world wars, you know, the Great Depression, all of these collective moments of upheaval and chaos and fear and stress. Her answer was one thing at a time. You know, I put my hands in the soapy water as I washed the dishes and I was in the moment as I was doing that. I cooked a meal. I was in the moment as I was doing that. You know, I made the beds. I went for a walk. I played with my dog. Whatever it is, those kind of micro happies are extra important right now. And that's a way to remain grounded and practical in the moment. So this is like crone energy, right? Crone, another word for a wise woman, often associated with elderhood. When we get older, we enter our crone phase. Men can enter their crone phase as well. It's not simply, it's not a genderized kind of concept, but it is a wisdom of the serenity prayer comes into my mind in this moment. So it's like, keep that in mind too. The serenity prayer this month might be important for some of us, but wisdom in knowing what we can do, what we can't do, how to keep ourselves grounded, how to stay practical, how to stay in the moment, what is really important. That's that energy right there. Okay, so moving forward with the oracle message of the month, we have a card that is really quite fitting with that energy because we have Elder Wolf. There's that word, elder, okay, elder, crone, energy. Aligned energy, I meant to say. Protect your energy. This is also, by the way, card 44. Sometimes people like to know the number because it may be an extra little, have extra meaning for you. So there's this big, beautiful full moon as well, which is interesting because on the day I'm recording this, it is October 6th, 2025, and it is the day of the harvest moon. And I was just talking to somebody moments before recording this podcast about this moon. So without getting into details about themselves, they posted a story on Instagram about how they were experiencing anxiety and panic-like sensations in their body for the first time in a very, very long time. And they just had kind of put a poll out, you too or no? And I said, not this time. However, I had sent a DM and I had shared with them that, something that I've noticed, and this might be helpful for you to notice as well, if you find you're affected by full moon energy. Some full moons, just kind of go on and I don't even really, they don't really affect me, or seemingly they don't affect me, because usually we just notice when they affect us negatively, right? Often. There's some full moons that affect me negatively. Now, something that I have paid attention to is when I'm kind of, usually it's insomnia. This is the worst symptom that I receive from a full moon that's affecting me negatively. So if I experience that, and I don't experience that often, thank goodness, knock on wood. When I do experience that, and I mean literally like not falling asleep the whole night, it's unusual for me. So I go, oh, wait a second, there's a full moon. We've got to be within a couple days before or after the full moon. Always is a yes. And then I look up what sign the full moon is in. And that I kind of have kept a running tally of that over the years. And I've discovered that when the full moon is in three signs, three specific signs, I don't sleep very well. The rest of the ones don't really affect me that way at all. So the thing that I kind of mentioned to this person in the DMs was, hey, this is kind of my experience with full moons. And I said, so, it'd be helpful to think about what characteristics or qualities are associated with the sign that the moon is in right now. And the moon is in the sign of Aries, which is a fire sign, and it is an initiator. The sign of Aries is the first sign in the astrological wheel. So it is the astrological new year, really. And technically, if we really think about it, it should be the calendar new year as well. And I bet if you really thought about that, it would make sense with the energy of that time of year that that would make sense when the year would begin. But I digress. It's the astrological new year when Aries begins, which is around 21st, 22nd, usually of March. And so it's fiery, it's intentional, it is an initiator. It likes to go, it likes to do, it likes to start. And so if we've got a full moon right now in that sign, what possibly could you contemplate around what that's bringing forward? What is that reaching for? And why that possibly could be bringing up these feelings within you, a panic or an anxiety. And so when we talked about this, she's like, that makes absolute sense. Absolute sense. And then when we further kind of looked into it, this harvest moon in Aries is a lot about what I've just said, but also this feeling of karma and generational ties that are surrounding productivity and doing and feeling like the hustle and the bustle and feeling like we have to do that alone. So this person in their life is literally ending something within their life to start something else. And although that's exciting for them, their body was saying, oh my goodness, there's work here about this. Like, we want you to begin, but we want you to know you don't have to do it alone. So that's just an interesting side note observation where we've got a full moon on this card, and today is a full moon, and the harvest moon, and this is a wolf. Protect your energy. Okay, so what is Mr. Elder Wolf telling us? Well, to pay attention to your energy, to pay attention to where your energy is leaking. Not surprising, also something I picked up on in a reading done earlier today. Where is your energy leaking?
You know, if you are focused on one thing and it's maybe not aligned for you, it's an energy leak, right? It's like, it's like the equivalent of beating your head against a wall or taking a side road that adds 20 minutes to commute and makes you late for work. It's just not aligned. Therefore, it is an energy leak. So this month from Elder Wolf is asking you to pay attention to your instincts, please, and thank you. Okay. Listen to your body. What is it saying to you? What are you feeling about somebody? What do you know about someone? And actually listening and following through with that. This is not a good opportunity for me. I will learn why in time, but for now, I trust myself enough to know that this is not based in fear and apprehension because I'm nervous about the unknown. It's more of a red flag. Paying attention to energy leaks, we just do that by bringing an awareness to something that kind of feels like it drains our life force. We may be in a conversation with someone going around the same merry-go-round for the 30th time, we know this is probably going to get the same result as in the past, right? Because it's not changing. When we, you know, it's what's that saying? Like when you do the same thing, the definition of crazy is when you do the same thing over and over and expect different results, right? So where is that in your life? And having some energetic boundaries is helpful this month. A hard no when it's a no. A maybe is not a yes. A maybe is not a yes, I hear from spirit, okay? So don't be afraid of saying no. Don't be afraid of saying no to an opportunity. We're kind of moving out of the scarcity. Remember, this pentacles energy was super, like pentacles energy, especially the 10 and the queen is abundant. It's not lacking. It's like grounded and settled in the fact that it's got what it needs and it also has the ability to bring more in. It's not afraid of what it doesn't have. So pay attention to that as well, I'm hearing. Like, don't try not to stay in a place of fear. You're moving into empowerment. Remember, self-empowerment felt like a theme for us. Okay, so I'm going to move from that card. If anything else wants to come in, I will. If there's more for us, spirit, remind me. Give me a little nudge about that. The soul journey lesson card. So what the heck are we learning through all of this? All these potential experiences. What's the real true soul growth underneath all of these lessons? Discipline. I can accomplish what I set my mind to. This is, so pentacles. Pentacles is about those earthly things, the material things, the money, the goals, the achievement, the legacy, the success, what we're working on, our feeling of abundance. Remember that you are innately abundant. You are abundant as a person. Abundance is not money. You are abundant. The energy is abundant. Money flows. Like attracts like. So just keep that in mind as you're working on your growth. But that makes a lot of sense. Discipline. I can accomplish what I set my mind to. This is what we want. We want all this pentacles energy. And how do we do that? We do that through protecting our energy. Where's our energy leaking? Where are we wasting time? What merry-go-round have we been on over and over and over again that is taking us to the same destination? Try not to be afraid of a new destination. Don't be afraid of a door closing on you. Another door will always open when a door closes on you. And sometimes we can't see the blessing of that until it has happened. And then we look back with hindsight and go, thank God that happened. Divine protection, right? Redirection is protection. Know that as well. All right. Why do we get caught in traffic? Why is there an alternate route that makes us late for work? Well, maybe it's protecting us from something. Maybe it's keeping us from an opportunity from an experience that would not be good for us. Okay, so discipline is the lesson we're learning. Discipline wants to teach us how to trust in self, how to be committed to ourself. How can we stick to our word with ourselves? How can we persevere? Final push, I hear the final countdown. That's what I hear in my mind. Lots of musical references this episode. The final push, and I also brought that three with the 10 o'clock on the clock for the 10 of Pentacles. The final push. I also heard about letting go, and just to remind everyone listening today that there's beauty in letting go, just like the beautiful, magnificent fall foliage outside my window right now. There is beauty in the change, in the transformation, and the letting go. Don't be afraid to let go. Okay, now we're going to switch gears momentarily. We are going to ask the spirit world in lifetime for some information about an animal messenger, a number, and a color support this month. So let me do that. I got my pen and paper here, and I will see what comes in. Okay, number 16. Interesting. Okay, tell us more. What does 16 represent in general for us this month? When we see 16, whether it's on a receipt or a license plate or a clock or a jersey, what can we take from number 16, please and thank you? Growth mindset. Okay. So what I'm hearing from Spirit is that this 16 this month represents a growth mindset. So it is like a highlight, it's being highlighted. When you see that number, ask yourself, what was I just thinking about? What was I doing? What was I contemplating? What was I talking about? This is a symbol from your own spirit to say, hey, you're on the right track here. This is moving. This is a growth mindset, or this, you are contemplating something that will take you to a place of growth. Okay, so keep that in mind. I'll see if there's any additional messages about that. Is there anything else we need to know? They're wanting you to be more decisive this month if possible. I feel like that makes a lot of sense with this message, this lesson of discipline and perseverance. Of trust in self, of moving out of fear so that you're more self-empowered. If you're super indecisive, there's a level of you not trusting in yourself or not trusting in the universe, not trusting in your path because you are questioning something. And it's okay to stop and question if you use that questioning to kind of bring you closer to clarity by listening and, you know, taking an honest look at the situation that then, you know, brings you clarity and allows you to move onto the path that you need to be. If you are not using that in that way and instead just going, oh, I'm stuck. Oh, I can't make a decision. You know, what they're saying is there needs to be a little bit more of an honest look because there's no reason for this indecision. You are, hard truth, I hear, if you are doing this back and forth thing, you're not trusting in yourself because you already know what the right thing to do is. So keep an eye on the 16s, especially if you're trying to make a decision about something, as it is, like, say for instance, you're like, should I go back to school? And you're thinking about it all month and you're weighing pros and cons and then you're having a conversation with somebody or you're watching something on TV as you're cooking dinner and they're talking about, I don't know, an area of study, or say you want to study psychology and you're watching something on TV and they start talking about the Let Them Theory or, you know, something on Oprah or like whatever. And all of a sudden you're going, oh, like you feel the current that runs through you, which is curiosity, right? And we already know that curiosity are signposts from our souls to say, more of this, please. This means you're on the right path. You're curious and you're excited about it. That means you're on the right path. So pay attention for, you know, examples like that of I'm contemplating something. My environment brings it to me. That should be enough of a sign. But to follow up, to further build upon, look for the 1/6s around that time as well. Okay, thank you, Spirit. Oh, big old goosey bumps. Okay, let's see what comes up with our animal. Whew, I don't know why that just gave me big old chills. There's a lot of truth in that for a lot of people, I hear. Stop the fear. Stop not trusting yourself. Please start trusting yourself. Okay. Swan. Interesting. We got a swan. What can we know about swans, please? Or in general, maybe not exactly what swans stand for, but what do they stand for us today, in this month? They're showing me how swans like can wrap their necks around each other. You know, they kind of intertwined and then their heads come out. It's like a little heart shaped. So there might be something there for us as well with like heart shapes and receiving. I hear yes. So they're emphasizing that as well. Like if you see hearts, you know, in oil on the street or in your coffee cup or wherever it is that you may see hearts. I'm also seeing like when the little rainbow spectrums come through the glass for the sun on your windows and you get like a heart on the wall or a heart on the countertop. That's also something, a little message of love and support for you. So hearts this month as well. And then we have the swan. And can you tell us what energy, what medicine the swan is bringing us, please? I'm hearing Santal, be unapologetic. Be unapologetic. You are who you are. This does not mean cockiness or aggressiveness. But it is being assertive in a healthy way. And I feel that lines up very well with this indecision message and trust. Because when you're assertive, you, like not arrogant, there's a big difference. And I feel like sometimes we blend arrogance with assertiveness. And if somebody's assertive, we might think they're arrogant. And maybe sometimes people are both. But like for the purpose of this, when we say somebody is tapping into assertiveness, what we are saying is that they are confident, that they are trusting in themselves, that they are showing up, that they're not shrinking to fit your expectation or, you know, society's standards or what have you. They are unapologetically themselves. So that's what the swan brings you this month, along with the little heart and love and support. And I keep hearing two heads are better than one. So if there's something that you're struggling with, ooh, that goes back to the full moon message about Aries and like begin, initiate, do the thing. Believe in yourself. However, know that you don't have to do it alone. So rely on your people. There's that message with the 10 of Pentacles, your kin. Who is your kin? Reach out to them. People are going to be there. There's more people that are invested in what's best for you than there are not. And I know right now it feels like that is not the truth, but it is the truth. And I see that daily in small pockets of community, whether it's online or in person, most people are good. Most people are good. Okay, last, let's talk about a color support. And that's where I'll leave you for this energetic forecast. So color, please. Silver. Okay. You can be my silver thing. Sorry, I'm on a Fleetwood Mac kick right now. It reminded me of Silver Springs. Okay, which I love that song. If you haven't ever listened to that song, give it a listen. You will be transformed, I promise. Okay, so let me see. Color silver. What can you tell us? What does silver bring us this month? So they're saying silver is the color, one of the colors. It's precious metal. And it is a color that, you know, it blends and it alchemizes. So It is not about blending in. It's not about shrinking. It's not about, silver's hard. They're saying silver's dense. Silver is sturdy. Be sturdy. Take up space. Embody the swan, right? A silver swan. Picture a silver swan. There you go. They got it. The best of both worlds. a silver swan. I'm also hearing something about October 16th. So we're coming back to that 1/6. So maybe there's something significant about October 16th for more than one of my listeners here. It may be a birthday, an anniversary, a celebration. It may be some sort of special occasion. I do not know. Just hold on to the 1/6. Also, maybe you're like, trying to make a decision and the answer comes to you on the 16th. Or maybe you're waiting on a job offer and the offer comes on the 16th. Whatever it is, a little extra good luck, a little push for you. All the best is what I hear. All the best. Expect the best. Expect it to work out. Expect it to work out. Silver, alchemist, sturdy, strong. Lean on your, you know, the colors in your wardrobe or your decor, your jewelry that is silver. Wear those for extra energetic support. If you do not have any of those things, then just visualize that in your mind. That is all that you need to do with the intention that you're asking for more of that sturdy kind of energy. Pentacles is very sturdy energy. Pentacles is about stability and security. How sturdy can you get, right? So think about that as well this month. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for me. It's 40-40. Amazing. There's a good ending for us. I was recording at the moment for 40 minutes and 40 seconds. So that's a good omen. I will let you go. I enjoy these messages, these little monthly check-ins so very much. And I enjoy you all so much. And thank you so much for listening every month. I appreciate you so much. And I will see you back here next week with another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. Ciao.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.